Hello everybody, this is Dino Mahoney welcoming you to another edition of Songbirds. Songbirds is a program for students and it brings you an hour of music and drama. Well, the music is classical and the drama is an ongoing story about a group of Hong Kong secondary school students. Well, last week we interrupted our normal series of drama episodes to introduce you to some of the Songbirds actors. And Jonathan Douglas interviewed them, and we hope you enjoyed getting to know the real people behind the roles that they play on our Songbirds drama. But today, we go back to the drama after this piece of music by George Frederick Handel. It's from his oratorio, Xerxes. This is the largo, but it's not for voices, it's a special arrangement for orchestra. an orchestral version of Handel's Xerxes, the Largo, from his great oratorio. Time now to go over to our Hong Kong Secondary School for the first scenes of our Songbirds drama. And today's drama is called All You Need Is Love. And All You Need Is Love refers to the fact that Ricky, remember, he's the triad schoolboy, he's been in a lot of trouble both with his own gang and with his own family, hit and beaten by his gang members and then hit and beaten by his father. He's met by Ted, who takes him back to his home, where Ricky experiences a loving family. All You Need Is Love, today's Songbirds drama.
Come on in.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Look, Ted, if they don't want me, that's okay. I'll just go. But don't tell them call police.
Don't worry, Ricky. I won't. And here, don't worry. My parents are really nice. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, Ted.
Hello, son.
Mom, I want to introduce my friend to you. Ricky.
That's nice, dear. But, where is he?
Huh? Hey! Where's he gone? Ricky! Oh, Ricky! Mom, Dad, excuse me for a sec. I'll be right back. I mean, we'll be right back.
Right you are, son. We'll still be here.
Ricky! Oh, Ricky! Hey, Ricky, where are you? Oh, I don't believe it. Psst. What was that?
Over here.
Ricky? Is that you? Come out. What are you doing hiding behind that cupboard for?
I was nervous.
Nervous? Nervous of what?
Your parents. What if they don't like me? Why should they like me? Look, this was a crazy idea. Fans all the same, but I better go and chance my luck on the streets.
No, Ricky. Look, you're here now. Give it a chance.
No, thanks, Ted, but I better be going.
Ricky, come on. Look, I just walked in there and introduced you to my mom and dad, and you weren't even there. I felt like a complete idiot.
Hey, man, it wasn't me. It was my feet. They just started walking.
Well, tell your feet to behave themselves, Ricky. And at least come in and say hello. Then, if you really want to go, you can leave, okay?
Does your dad...
Does my dad what?
Does he hit you?
My dad? Hit me? No way! I've never seen him swat a fly. Even when my mom screams, and there's a cockroach in the kitchen, he goes in and tries to shoo it away. And he won't even kill a cockroach.
Yeah?
Really.
You mean he's never hit you?
Nope, never.
Not even when you was a naughty kid and did something wrong? Like broke something or hit your sister?
Never.
You sure, man?
Sure, I'm sure. Now come on in. Come and say hello to the folks.
Maybe I'll just...
Come on, Ricky. They won't bite. This way, please.
Okay. Don't hassle me, man.
Right. Here we go again. And don't disappear this time.
Okay.
Mom? Dad? As I was saying, this is my friend, Ricky.
Hello, Ricky.
Oh, Ricky. Come in. Make yourself at home. It's always a pleasure to meet one of Ted's friends.
Ricky, aren't you gonna say hello back?
Hello?
And that little horror is my little sister, Pinky. All she does all day is sit and watch videos of Teletubbies.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
Don't.
Do.
Don't.
Do.
All right, Ted, that's enough. Don't tease Pinky. Actually, it's me who watches the Teletubbies whenever I can. I think they're really cute and cuddly. How about you, Ricky? Do you like watching the Teletubbies?
Teletubbies? No.
Never seen the Teletubbies. Oh, Pinky, did you hear that?
Ricky, do you want to watch the Teletubbies with me?
Sure.
Mommy, can I watch the Teletubbies with Ricky?
Now? It's 8:30. Time for you to go to bed, little miss, not watch television.
Oh, but Momsy, you said I could watch the Teletubbies with Ricky.
You can. Another time, dear. You will be coming again, won't you, Ricky?
Mom? Dad? Could I ask a favor?
Fire away, son. I'm not guaranteeing that we'll be saying yes, but there again, we might not say no.
What's the favor, son?
Well, you see, Ricky's got sort of locked out.
Locked out?
Of his house. And, he can't get back in, so I was wondering if he could stay here tonight.
Oh, yes, Mommy, let Ricky stay.
Just a minute, dear.
Locked out? You, lost your keys, Ricky.
Not exactly, Dad.
You can always use the phone, Ricky. Call your mother and father. Tell them you're locked out. They'll let you in, won't they?
Mom? Dad? Can Ricky just stay? Please?
What do you think, husband?
Well, it's a tough thing to be locked out. I've been locked out on more than one occasion, and you know what? Our neighbor was kind enough to find a bed for me, and I've never forgotten that. So I think, well, yes, of course, Ricky can stay the night.
You're welcome to spend the night with us, Ricky.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks. Ricky?
Thank you.
But hadn't you better phone your mother and father just to let them know where you are, Ricky?
What do you think, Ricky?
Later.
Up to you, dear. But I should hate to think that they're at home worrying about you. What will you do, Ted? Get out your camp bed and put it up in your room.
Yeah, I can sleep on the floor.
No need for that, my boy. Ted's camp bed is really quite comfortable and very easy to put up. It won't take a second.
Pinky put it up. Pinky do it.
No. You stay out of this, Pinky.
She's only trying to help Ted.
Yeah, right. Last time she tried to help, the camp bed collapsed in the middle of the night. Yeah, you can laugh a little, miss. But it gave Dennis quite a fright.
Okay, off you go then. Or do you want to stay here and listen to the radio with us? There's a very good concert coming up. Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. You know how much your father likes that.
It's going to be great. We're all ready with our snacks and drinks.
Have you got your tissues, husband?
Tissues, wife? Why do I need tissues for?
Well, you know what you're like. You always cry during the last movement.
Well, it is very emotional.
Hey, Ricky. Wanna listen to Rachmaninoff on the radio?
No! He wants to watch the Teletubbies!
I don't know.
Do you like classical music, Ricky?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ricky, do you ever listen to classical music?
No.
I shall have to play some to you then. I'm sure you'll like it.
Come on then, Ricky. Let Mom and Dad listen to the concert on the radio. And you and me can go out and get the camp bed ready.
Okay.
Now, Pinky, bedtime.
Oh, Mommy, I want to listen to That Man Is Off.
To whom?
That's what Daddy said. Fat Man Enough.
I didn't say Fat Man Enough. I said Rachmaninoff, silly.
You're silly, Daddy.
I know. That's why you mustn't be silly, Pinky. We can't have two silly people in the house now, can we?
Now get your Tinky Winky, kiss Daddy goodnight, and let's get you to bed.
Night-night, Daddy.
Good night, Pinky dear.
Mommy, can I kiss Wiki goodnight?
Go on, dear. Let her.
Okay. Come on, then. But I know this is all a ploy not to go to bed.
Open. That's it. Ta-da! Easy as anything putting up a camp bed. Okay, I think that should hold. Try it.
What? Line it?
Yeah. See if we've put it up properly. Go on.
Didn't you say...
It collapsed? Yeah, it collapsed when Dennis slept in it. Yeah, but that's because Pinky helped put it up. And Dennis is a lot heavier than you are, Ricky.
It doesn't look very safe.
It is. That's the safest camp bed in Hong Kong. Look, I'll show you. Mind out of the way. I'll get in. Here we go. I'm getting in the bed, and it's so comfortable. See?
Can we come in? Pinky wants to say goodnight to Ricky.
Sure. Yeah!
Ted, are you all right?
Maybe Dennis really broke the bed last time he used it. Okay, Pinky, that's not funny.
Actually, Ted, now that I know you're all right, you do look rather funny.
Yeah, man. You look really crazy, man.
Oh, no, not you, too. Well, I'm happy to see you all finding me crash into the floor and cause such hilarity.
Oh, dear. Well, never mind. We can take some of the cushions off the sofa in the living room and make up a nice, cozy bed on the floor.
Oh, well, I think that's what we're going to have to do.
Oh, listen. Rachmaninoff started. We better hurry up, Pinky. Now say goodnight to everyone.
Good night, Wiki.
Good night.
Ricky, she wants to kiss you, I'm afraid.
Kiss me?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Go on, Ricky, let her kiss you or we'll never get rid of her.
Okay.
Night, night, Wiki, I love you.
Sorry about that, Ricky, but, well, she wouldn't have gone to bed otherwise. I think she's quite taken to you.
What about me, then? You've forgotten your brother now that Ricky's here, huh?
Teddy, kiss?
Come on then, Bullet. Give us a kiss. Ugh! That was all wet!
Ted fell down!
A tissue. We all fall down. Say goodnight.
Night-night.
Good night, Pinky.
What a lovely family Ted has got. Such a contrast to Ricky's family. Do you remember last week Mr. and Mrs. Chu, especially Mr. Chu, very violent and aggressive. But Ted's family, very gentle and understanding. And the little sister, Ted's little sister Pinky, really quite taking to Ricky. And this all must be very strange for Ricky, a triad boy who's used to violence. But the program is called All You Need Is Love, and that's what Ricky's getting lots of love. I wonder how or if it will affect him. Well, before we listen to the rest of the Songbirds drama, a short piece of music now by Arensky. It's from his suite number 3. Piano music there by Anton Arensky from his suite number 3. Time now to go back to our Songbirds drama. The first scene takes place in a karaoke bar. Remember Daisy borrowed $500 from her father? She said it was for some school books, but listen and see what she really spends it on. The scene after that, we go back to Ted's house, and Ted and Ricky are waking up in the morning. The mother wakes them up, time for school. And then we have a scene, it's the final scene, back at Ricky's home. Of course, you remember last week, Ricky's father threw Ricky out of the house. Go out, I never want to see you again. Leave the home. And it's the following morning, and Mrs. Chu is very worried about what's happened to Ricky. Of course, they don't know where he is. Let's listen now to those three scenes in our Songbirds drama, which today is called All You Need Is Love.
And that was Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, played by Yuri Popolov. And now we're...
That was marvelous. Here, husband, have another tissue.
That was marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Very moving. What a marvelous touch that young Popolov has. So firm and yet so sensitive.
I wonder if he's recorded that on a CD.
We can ask at HMD. And if they have...
We'll get it.
I'll buy it for you for your birthday.
I'd want it before then.
We'll just buy it as an unbirthday present.
How are the boys?
Still talking.
That's what it's like at their age. Have a friend stay and you end up talking the night away.
I don't know how they're going to get up in the morning.
Oh, they'll manage. They're young.
What do you make of Ricky, husband?
You saw his face.
Yes. I didn't like to say anything.
Quite right. That was the last thing the poor boy wanted to talk about.
Yes.
And he wasn't at all keen to phone his parents.
No, I noticed.
I shouldn't be surprised if his father did that to him.
That was what I was thinking.
Yes?
That's why I didn't insist he phone his parents.
Yes, but they will have to be told.
What if they've thrown him out?
They have? I'm sure of it. Didn't you see the look of terror in his face when he came in?
Yes, he looked like a frightened animal. But what if they won't take him back?
I don't know, wife. I just don't know.
And what if Ted asks if he can stay for another night or two or three?
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Daisy, how much have we got left?
About 100 and something.
What? We spent 400 already?
Really? Who cares?
Hey, Daisy, look at him.
Who?
That man over there. He's staring at us.
You know, editor, I think I've drunk too much. I can't see a thing.
You must be able to see him, Daisy. He's staring right at us. The guy in the suit and the tie.
Oh, yes.
How old do you think he is?
I don't know. 30? 40-something.
Do you reckon?
He looks rich.
Look at his briefcase.
I see what you mean. He can't stop looking at us.
He's coming over.
Let's pretend we haven't seen him.
Excuse me, is anybody sitting here?
Yes.
Oh.
You are.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, I'd better sit down. Could I get you two girls a drink?
Vodka and orange.
Vodka and lime.
Waiter, one vodka and orange and one vodka and lime.
Doubles.
Yes, of course. And waiter, make them double. And I'll have a whiskey soda. Well, girls, enjoying yourselves?
Can I have a cigarette?
Yes, of course. Here you are.
And me?
Oh, of course. Oh, here are the drinks. A vodka orange for you. And your name?
Anita.
Anita. Nice name. And a vodka lime for?
Daisy.
Daisy. Pretty nice. And a whiskey soda for me. So, cheers!
Cheers!
I think we're going to have a nice evening together. My car is waiting outside with my chauffeur.
What's a...
chauffeur? A driver.
You've got a car with a driver?
Oh, yes.
What sort of car?
Mercedes.
Only a Mercedes?
Yes. I left my Rolls Royce at home today.
Wow, you got a Rolls Royce?
Of course.
Wow!
Can you lend us some money?
No problem.
Wow!
Come on, girls. Drink up. Cheers!
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 Okay, boys, wake up. It's 7:30. Time to get up. Time for school.
Wake up! Time for school!
Oh, Mom, shut the curtains.
What? And let you fall back asleep again?
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Pinky, stop it. Tickle Ricky.
Tickle, tickle, Ricky.
Good morning, Ricky. How were the cushions? Did you manage to get a good sleep?
Oh. Come on, Ricky. Come and watch the Teletubbies.
Pinky, darling. I don't think Ricky wants to watch the Teletubbies just yet.
Yes, he does, Mommy.
Come on, Pinky. Come and have your Tele Custard.
Tele Custard! Tele Custard!
And you boys, up.
Oh, why do we have to go to school? Hey, Ricky, did you sleep?
Yeah, I woke up in the night and I didn't know where I was.
Yeah, I hate that feeling too. You felt like, huh? Where the hell am I?
Yeah, but I fell asleep again.
Good.
But Ted?
Yeah?
What about tonight? Where am I gonna sleep tonight?
Husband, we've got to call the police.
Don't be stupid, woman.
But Ricky, where is he? Where did he spend the night?
That little punk. What are you worrying about? All the other times he never came home, you didn't say nothing. So why worry now?
Before he was at a party or, I don't know where. But husband, you threw him out and he didn't come home. I'm worried.
Where's Daisy?
She isn't up yet.
You'd better get her or she'll be late for school.
But what about Ricky?
Forget him. I have. Now go and get Daisy.
I'm worried, husband. I'm really worried. I couldn't sleep all night.
What are you talking about? You never sleep. Now get Daisy!
Very well, very well. But if you paid as much attention to Ricky as you have to Daisy, this would never have happened.
Stupid woman. Oh, God. This congee tastes like mud. How does she expect me to eat this?
Husband, husband!
Woman, this congee tastes like mud!
Forget the congee, husband. It's Daisy!
Daisy? What about her?
She didn't come home last night.
What?
Her bed hasn't been slept in, and look what I found on her pillow.
What's that, for goodness sakes?
See for yourself. I'm too ashamed to speak.
Wife, is this some kind of a joke? Some kind of sick joke?
Oh my God, husband! Oh my God! What's happening? What's happening? Our house is falling to pieces. Oh, to pieces!
Well, Daisy really does seem to be playing with fire, doesn't she? And her father, Mr. Chu, thinks she's such a good girl. But Ricky doing well in the home. He's being surrounded by love and care, something very unusual for him. So perhaps he'll respond to that. And Mr. Chu continuing to be a rather unpleasant man. Well, listen in next week to see how Ricky gets on. I mean, what's going to happen to Ricky? He can't stay with Ted's family forever. But there again, can he go back home? What will happen to Ricky, and what's going to happen to Daisy? She's certainly off the tracks, isn't she? She's in danger. Well, the title of that episode was called All You Need Is Love, which, of course, is a famous Beatles song. And we're going to hear now another Beatles song, Fool on the Hill, composed by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, in a special arrangement by the Swingle Singers.
Thank you.
The music of John Lennon and Paul McCartney, a Beatles classic there, Fool on the Hill, in a special arrangement by the Swingle Singers. And now it's time to focus on some of the language we heard in the Songbirds drama episode. Hilarity. What is hilarity? Ted said, I'm happy to see you all find me crashing to the floor a cause of such hilarity. Do you remember the scene where Ted was setting up the bed in his bedroom and he lay on it and it collapsed? Well, hilarity is great merriment, mirth, when you laugh a lot, when you find something really extremely funny. You can often say that something is hilarious. What did you think of the comedy show on the TV? Oh, it was hilarious. And from hilarious, the adjective, we have the noun hilarity. Hilarity, hilarious. A short piece now by C.P.E. Bach, played on the guitar. He's Courante. The music of C.P.E. Bach. He's Courante. And time now to focus on some more of the language we heard in today's drama episode. Ways of describing people. Well, Ted and Ricky are talking together. Ricky, of course, has a very violent father. And he asks Ted, Does your dad ever hit you? Now, Ted wants to describe his father. Instead of saying, no, my father never hits me, Ted uses a much more imaginative way of describing his father. He says, Dad hit me? No way. I've never even seen him swat a fly. To swat a fly is to kill a fly by hitting it with a piece of rolled up newspaper or a special fly swat. To kill a fly, to swat it, to hit it. I've never even seen him swat a fly. Even when Mum screams and there's a cockroach in the kitchen, Dad goes in and tries to shoo it away. Well, that's very funny because you wouldn't say shoo, shoo, shoo to a cockroach. In English, we use that sound shoo if it's, for example, if a sheep comes near you or maybe a dog or a bird, you'd say shoo shoo, but you certainly wouldn't say that to a cockroach. So a very imaginative and colourful way of answering Ricky's question, does your father hit me? Ted says, hit me? Dad's never even swatted a fly. Even when Mum screams and there's a cockroach in the kitchen, he goes in and tries to shoo it away.
Arts News.
Hello, the renowned Russian violinist Boris Belkin is in Hong Kong to perform with the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra this weekend, a work that is close to his heart. Paganini's Violin Concerto No. 1 in D was his debut recording in the West back in 1976.
It is technically quite violinistically well written, because you feel immediately that it was written by a great violinist, great virtuoso. But also it was, I think, is the most difficult things of this concerto, that he introduced not only diabolic technique, I think also, but unbelievable bel canto of opera, which make this piece very difficult for the performer.
Violinist Boris Belkin. To Rome now, where a 2nd century marble pillar from the restored ruins of Hadrian's Villa was stolen last week. The 3-foot-high pink marble column, weighing more than 200 pounds, was stolen from the Nymphaeum in the huge villa's famed Golden Square. But looking ahead, a grim-faced Roberto Conforti, head of the Carabinieri Anti-Art Theft Squad, said that up to 40 million people were expected in Rome next year for the millennium, and some would be unable to resist taking home a souvenir. Well, souvenirs of a different kind are on sale in London next week. Memorabilia and artwork of the tragic 5th Beatle, Stuart Sutcliffe, go on sale at Sotheby's. Sutcliffe left the Beatles just before he died of a brain hemorrhage in 1962. Among the items for sale are 12 letters from Sutcliffe's fiancée, Astrid Kircher, to the musician's mother. They revealed that John Lennon and George Harrison were especially traumatized by his death. Kircher says, "You can't believe it, how they have been to me. They talk about Stuart so like he was there." And finally, in the UK, a nationwide search has been launched to find a new Jack Russell to pose as Nipper, the dog who's been used in HMV advertising for over a century. After 10 years in the job, the current canine celebrity is retiring, and the hunt for a replacement has begun. A spokesman for record company HMV said, "Everybody loves Nipper. You could say he's a British institution. And the HMV dog and trumpet logo is one of the most recognised trademarks in the world." Those Jack Russells, they just have a nose for showbiz. Arts News on Radio 4.
You're listening to Songbirds, a programme for students, bringing you an hour of music and drama. And our final piece of music is by Arcangelo Corelli, and it's the 4th movement of his Christmas concerto, and it's the Allegro. The Christmas Concerto by Corelli, the 4th movement, the Allegro. Time now to say goodbye from Songbirds. So from me, Dino Mahoney, goodbye, and please join me again tomorrow for another episode of the Songbirds drama, and lots of beautiful classical music.